Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. You're welcome to today's Bible study class. And it is my prayer that as you continue with us, as we study the book of Mark together, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. So thank you very much again and again for joining. God bless you. We're going straight to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. And we've got just two chapters to go. Amazing, right? And we've got loads of lessons to learn from Mark chapter 14, and I'm just going to pick those lessons one after the other. I've said it many times, we are not going to look at all the lessons, but we just pick one or two or three lessons that we can walk with, and God will help us even as we go through the Bible together in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Mark chapter 14 begins with the plot to kill Jesus Christ. The plot to kill Jesus. So, after 2 days, it was the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And the chief priest and the scribes sought out they might take him by tricky and put him to death. But he said, not during the feast, lest there be uproar of the people. Well, basically, these guys have been trying hard to get Jesus Christ. They really wanted to kill Jesus from the onset, from the beginning of, you know, Jesus' ministry. They've hated him, but they couldn't kill Jesus. I mean, they did everything possible. They just couldn't kill him. But at this time, it looked as though they were going to become successful with killing Jesus Christ. And at the end of the day, finally, they were able to kill Jesus. And it may begin to appear that, why is it that they couldn't kill Jesus in the beginning and now they could kill Jesus? That's simply because God did not allow them. And that's the first lesson I want us to pick. I want you to know that there is nothing the enemy can do to you except if God allows it. So I want you to have that confidence that there is absolutely nothing the enemy can do to you. So at this time, when it was easy for these guys to get Jesus Christ to kill him, you know, it was because it was the exact time that God wanted Jesus to be killed. If not, they would still have not been able to kill Jesus Christ. So until God allows the enemy to touch you, they will never. And the beautiful thing is that even if they managed to touch you, the Bible says all things will definitely work together for your good. You need to have this assurance. You need to have this at the back of your mind that there is nothing the devil can do to you. You are the apple of God's eye. I mean, the apple of God. Try to put your fingers into your eyeballs. You see how difficult that's going to look like. It's going to be very difficult for you to do it. So that's how difficult it is for the enemy, for devil to want to touch you, because you are God's apple. You are the apple of God's eye. So I want us to have that confidence that there is nothing the enemy can do to you except if God allows it. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So we quickly go straight to verse 3. The Bible says Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper. You can imagine Jesus staying in the house of a leper. You know, this man had a history of leprosy. And Jesus Christ, though he had already been healed, Jesus Christ was still willing to associate with the man. And this is a very beautiful lesson. Don't segregate. Don't choose the beautiful people and then you hate the ugly people. Do you know how much people run away from lepers in those days? I mean, if you see a leper, even if that man has been healed, you will still want to do everything possible to stay away from the man, because leprosy in those days is so contagious. Despite the fact that this man had the history of leprosy, Jesus Christ was still willing to associate with the man. Some of you don't like to walk with some people because you know they don't have money. Some of you don't like to walk with some people because you feel that they don't know how to dress, or because, you know, they look shabby, they dress shabbily, or probably because you feel they are not handsome, they are not beautiful, and because of that, you don't want to relate with them. That is absolutely anti-Christ. If you're truly a child of God, you would not choose the people you want to relate with, because then you'll be able to relate freely with everyone. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, you can imagine that they told Jesus. Jesus Christ knew that he was going to die. Imagine someone telling me that I'm going to die next week. And the next thing I'm doing for the next 7 days is eating and dining and having fun. I mean, this was exactly what Jesus, was doing. He visited Simon, had the Passover with the disciples. Though he had he was a bit terrified considering the fact that, you know, he was going to die. He knew how the death was going to be gruesome. But despite all of these things, Jesus was at peace. So the next thing I want us to pick, you know, is the particular woman. The Bible says a woman came having alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. And then she broke the flask and poured it on Jesus's head. And this is one major lesson I want us to pick. I mean, there are lots of lessons for us to learn from the story of this woman. You know, the first thing I want us to pick from the story of this woman, that in the previous chapter, I don't know if you remember when we were looking at, I think Mark chapter, is it 13 now? The previous chapter, verse 12, actually, towards the end, we see that there was a particular woman that gave. So she gave all she had. I mean, something really small. And then Jesus appreciated that little thing that she gave. And then here we have another woman who is giving something really massive. And Jesus also accepted her offering. So the lesson is, whether you're giving something small or you're giving something big, the most important thing is the quality of your heart. How are you giving that thing? Are you giving it cheerfully? I found out that what this woman was giving is actually like you saved up your money for a whole year. And then you take all of that money, pour everything at the feet of Jesus Christ. That's how costly whatever it was that this woman gave to Jesus was. So costly. I mean, the perfume was that costly. A whole year's salary. This woman gave it to Jesus. And you know, I remember a particular scripture where David says that he will not give to God what will not cost him. Whatever you are giving to God, ensure that it is something that, you know, would cost you. Something, it is a sacrifice. Don't just give, you know, because you have 200,000 naira and then you're giving 50, maybe you're giving 1,000 naira and then you feel like you're giving so much. No, it is, whatever you give must be a sacrifice. You must decide, this is what I'm going to be giving to God, you know, in form of money. It could may not necessarily be money. It could be your life. It could be your body. It could be your activities in church. Something. Just make sure whatever it is you're doing it as a sacrifice. And make sure it is something that will cost you. If it will cost you, then it is a sacrifice. And you know what? The moment you begin to give something really sacrificial, people will definitely come at you. They will fight you for doing it. Like they fought this woman. They were telling her, why would you give something this expensive? And this is exactly what happens today. Someone decides to sell his car and give the money to the church. And then you see the wife coming and say, why would you do this? This is too expensive. You're not supposed to be giving this much to your pastor. You're not expected to be giving this much to the church. They attacked this woman like they're attacking people today for giving to the church. But you know what? This woman isn't going to listen to what people would say. Because at the end of the day, it is not about what people are saying. It is about what Jesus is saying. And she listened only to Jesus' praise. Because Jesus actually praised the woman for doing that much for him. This woman also anointed the feet of Jesus Christ. Do you know that this woman was the only person who had the opportunity to anoint the feet of Jesus? Because then, when Mary Magdalene took the same anointing to go and anoint Jesus Christ after he had, you know, after he had died and then he was already buried. So they went to the tomb to anoint Jesus Christ. When they got there, Jesus had risen. So on record, only this woman had the opportunity to anoint the feet of Jesus Christ. So whatever it is that God has put in your heart to do, you'd better do it now. Whatever it is that God is putting in your heart to do, stop being scared. You don't have to get everything all together before you start that thing. You don't need all the inspiration before you start writing the book. Whatever it is that God has put in your heart to do, take the first step, do it, and the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, I want us to go to the next thing, which is the fact that Judas agrees to betray Jesus. And one lesson I want us to pick from Judas is that Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Be careful. You might be abusing Judas for selling Jesus Christ. But do you know that every time you messed up, every time you turned your back against Jesus because of money, you have done something terrible. I mean, you are more or less like Judas. So be careful of the love of money. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. I also want us to see the attitude of the disciples. So Jesus Christ told them, he said, surely one of you would betray me. That's verse 17. And the disciple says in verse 19, is it I? Another said, is it I? It is easy to say, Jesus, is it Peter? Is it Matthew? They weren't calling the names of others. They were asking if it was going to be them that would betray Jesus Christ. So whenever the message is preached in church, always personalize it. Before you start pointing fingers, personalize it. Your pastor is talking about jealousy, and the next thing that is coming to your mind is, oh yeah, pastor must be talking about my roommate. Pastor must be talking about my colleague. The first thing that should come to your heart whenever the word of God is being preached is to look at yourself, digest it, let it sink into your heart. Judge yourself first, you know, and that's exactly the attitude of the disciples here. And then we see the Lord's Supper, very important. As a Christian, you should participate in the Lord's Supper. And finally, we see the fact that Peter denied Jesus Christ. We've talked about that in the book of Matthew. We see the prayer in Gethsemane. And then we see that at the end of the day, Jesus Christ was arrested. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus had already predicted that, you know, prophesied that Peter was going to deny Jesus Christ. And then eventually he denied Jesus because he trusted in his strength. And then at the end of the day, he finally denied Jesus. So if I were you, I would ask a question. What is my take home in Mark chapter 14? You know, number one is, you know, we talked about the fact that you should not segregate, you know, relate with everyone. Don't choose that, okay, I'm going to relate with this. I'm not going to relate with this because this person looks ugly. This one doesn't know how to dress. So I'm not going to talk to this person. You know, that is not the attitude of a child of God. We also talked about the fact that you should learn to give sacrificially. If it doesn't cost you, then it is not sacrificial. When you say something is sacrificial, that means that thing costs something very important about you. It is costly. You know, that makes it sacrificial. Another lesson is, no matter what people are saying, because of the amount of sacrifice you're giving to God's work, don't listen to them. Do it anyways, because at the end of the day, it is not about what people are saying. It is about what Jesus and what is saying. It's about what God is saying. You know, so keep giving, keep doing that thing, keep going to church, keep serving. They abuse you because they say, are you just the only one? You're just there, you're here, you're everywhere. Don't listen to them. Keep doing it, because then there is a reward for every labor of love. Then we also talked about the fact that you should be careful of the love of money. Don't let money enter your head, you know, because everything you do, you know, every sin you commit because of money, you are more or less like Judas. You see, and then we talked about the fact that until God approves it, the devil can never touch you. So don't be afraid of the devil. He has no right to touch you, because at the end of the day, when it was time, Jesus Christ was arrested. But then it was time for him to be arrested. We also talked about the fact that you should always personalize every message. Like, you're listening to today's podcast, as you're listening, I hope you're not picking on someone and say, okay, what this brother is saying, no, he's talking to this sister, he's talking to this brother. Before you begin to judge yourself. Every message you hear, personalize it, internalize it. You know, don't judge others. Like the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, is it I? They weren't saying, is it Matthew? Is it this? Is it that? And then finally, he that thinks he stands should take heed lest he falls. Like Peter, don't be overconfident. Trust God to help you, to keep you to stand. And I believe that the Lord God Almighty will help us, he will keep us, he will strengthen us to stand and to remain faithful to the end, in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.